Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us right now, the founder and CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin, with Fanatics Fest coming back to the Javits Center in New York City, of course, June 20th through the 22nd, even bigger and better. And we're going to be there broadcasting live, Evan and Tiki, BT and Sal all weekend. Michael, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning to you. Glad to be here.
You know, last year you came in here, you were talking about Fanatics Fest, your dream, and what it was going to be like, and nobody really knew. And I was just telling you off the air.
Including me, by the way.
I know, exactly. You were worried about it. And I told you that I had at least 10 or 20 of my buddies brought their kids to Fanatics Fest. They had a great time, and it turned out to be a huge success. And now this year, twice as big, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to go for it and see what happens. And there had never been a sports festival. I mean, there's tons of music festivals. There's tons of trading card shows, but there's Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. But when I saw all those things, I'm like, why does this not exist in sports? And the answer is there's probably not another company that could bring everyone together the way we do. And we work with 5,000 different athletes that work with Fanatics that sign memorabilia for us, do trading cards, work with us in our core apparel business, and we work with all the different sports properties. So I think we were really the only company that could bring all the sports properties together, all the players together. And so last year we just kind of went for it and said, like, this is a big idea, let's see what happens. And I had no idea. Like, I remember being on here, like, kind of, you know, not scared because I don't really have fear, but more or less like, I don't know, are people going to show up, not show up? We didn't really sell any tickets.
And plus, it was in August, too,
right,
by the way.
By the depth of August. And it was, I mean, we had, like, at the time I started promoting it hard, like, the week before, maybe we'd sold 10,000 tickets. We had 70,000 people show up. Yeah. And 70,000 of the best sports fans in the world. And you had all the big sports properties show up. The NFL, the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, WWE, UFC, with incredible activations. And then we had so many big athletes show up, but this year, it's going to be, I mean, many times what last year was. I mean, we've got this year LeBron James coming, Victor Wembanyama, you know, Kevin Durant's coming back, James Harden. We moved it till June so that we could have active NFL players. Last year was in August, so people were in preseason. This year we've got Jaden Daniels coming, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud,
I can't even think of the freaking logistics to pull this thing off, man. I mean, your company's got to be buzzing right now.
Yeah, well, I don't think people, you know, when we came up with this idea, I'm not sure people were thrilled with the idea. They're like, what is this going to mean? But honestly, when you see how much sports fans love it, it's like, and this is a give, like, we lost $15 million doing this last year, but it's just great marketing for our company. Mm-hmm. It's a great give back to fans. I remember meeting someone who came in, and there was a great-grandfather, father and son who came in together, and they were, like, in tears just saying what this meant to them, and to see people of all different ages and, you know, types and just fans from around the world, it was truly incredible. And it's like, I just wish as a kid I got to do something like this, because it's like, you just see, like, I remember watching Tom Brady passing footballs to kids, and I remember Gronk, who acts like a kid, which was amazing, you know, playing hockey and all the different sports, and then just seeing, like, some of my friends come and bringing their kids and what a great time they had. And this year, I don't know if you know, we're doing the Fanatics Games.
So I was going to ask you, you have the Fanatics Games, so 50 celebrities, 50 athletes, and 50 fans, is that right?
Yeah, so the real thing we wanted to do was, how do we get everyone to kind of go to each of the different, you know, league activation? This year, by the way, in addition to the leagues I named, we also have coming for the first time this year, F1, Premier League, FIFA, USTA, Nike, Dick's Sporting Goods, in addition to all the other sports that were there last year. So how do we get all these people to rotate through? So I started calling people and be like, yo, like, what do you think? Can you check out some of the different league activations? People are like, yeah, but I could tell they weren't, like, really feeling it. So I'm like, what do we do to get everyone to go through? And someone actually pitched me, they're like, why don't you do like an Olympic-style games? I'm like, well, how would that work? They're like, just make like a competition. I'm like, so they're like, just come up with a big prize. I'm like, how about if we give $1 million cash to the winner? So
yeah, about that.
By the way, that changed everything. So basically the way it's going to work, there's eight games. There's a throwing competition for football. I think you do pretty well at that, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate
10 yards, 20 yards.
Yes.
Five balls at 10 yards, five balls at 20 yards, one money ball at 30 yards, throwing competition. And now it's going to be stacked for the quarterbacks. You got Brady in this, Jaden Daniels. You got CJ Stroud. Although Micah Parsons keeps calling me. No one talks more smack than Micah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Micah's calling me saying, I'm taking the bag home. Okay. then you've got a basketball shooting competition. You've got a baseball throwing accuracy competition. You've got a hockey, how many pucks can get into the washers and dryers. You've got a WWE walkout competition. You've got a UFC punching competition. You've got to wear gloves so no one hurts their hand. You got a golf closest to the tee. And then you've got a FIFA kicking accuracy competition. You take the eight scores, you drop your worst two. So whatever the two you do worse and you drop. And then you take the six best. Okay? And then you average them together to get a winner. So there's 50 athletes, celebrities, artists, biggest people in the world. I mean, Brady, you know, KD, James Harden, you know, by the way, Drewski's doing it, DJ Khaled, Kevin Hart, some of these guys I could beat, actually.
Yeah.
Just saying. And by the way, I'm not very athletic, as we all know. And then you've got 50 fans. Our dream is the fan wins. Like, we're dying.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
We're dying awesome. For a fan to win. But all the smack that athletes talk, people are just like training.
How will those fans be able to register for this particular activation?
Yes. Yeah, so you go to Fanatics Fest. Or you make a social piece of content and you say why we should pick you, okay? And there's been some incredible piece of content, people showing themselves doing the different sports, why they can win this. And we're looking for the 50 people that we think are going to be the most additive to the competition. And we do this, we pair people up like two at a time to go through, kind of like in golf. You compete on your own, but you're kind of paired. Now, I did have a special request last week from DJ Khaled. He said he could beat Tom Brady in every sport other than football. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He made a video. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was pretty incredible. And he said how he was going to smoke Tom Brady. Tom's response was, that guy's going to need an ambulance when I'm done with him. So there's a lot of smack being talked right now. But look, we need the best fans in the world. We got like another week that fans can apply. Just go to the Fanatics Fest website. All you got to do is have a ticket. I think tickets are $60 or $70. They're very inexpensive. Apply for this, and we're going to pick the best 50 fans, and we're rooting for the fans. So there's three prizes. First prize gets $1 million in cash. Take it home in cash, a bag of cash. We'll get some security, get out of there. Sunday afternoon. Second prize is a $500,000 Ferrari, brand new. Third prize is a $250,000 valued 2003 LeBron James Topps rookie card. So it's three prizes.
Jeez.
We're going to show all three prizes the entire time. So when you guys are there, you see these prizes.
Awesome.
And, you know, our dream is that it's going to be a very athletic fan and not some smack-talking friend of mine.
Fanatics Fest, June 20th through the 22nd. The VIP tickets quickly sold out, but general admission tickets are still available, but moving fast. And the Fanatics game's another wrinkle to this that makes it incredible. And the lineup is just insane. Everybody you could possibly imagine that you'd want to see will be there, including LeBron James this year. Which one of these guys is the biggest pain in the ass to you? You say these people got they're calling you all the time. Is it Micah Parsons?
No, I'm going to say it's this guy sitting to my left. His name is Boomer. He says, I can't, you know, I'm too big time to come. Yeah, you don't need me. Yeah. I'm too busy. I'm not available. Like, New York's royalty is too big time for me to come. Like, what's going on? What do you think about this, by the way? You're making excuses about some wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it is my 10th wedding anniversary on June 20th.
And, you know, you should celebrate it. We will do something special for you at Fanatics Fest. Bring your wife and say, like, babe, you signed up for this.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's where
Let's
you should celebrate.
See. Who would she want to meet? Maybe LeBron. That would be
she
a good one.
She might leave you, by the way. Could be 10 years.
Great, Michael.
Could be like 10
that would
years.
Be perfect.
Be like, you're out.
Now we're talking. Kevin Costner, she would probably be interested in that. Yeah, we'll figure something out. But, I mean, Boomer's really the one. I mean, like, you know, I'm showing up there as a fan. I mean, Boomer should get involved in the Fanatics games, for crying out loud. Great golfer, hockey player, football, played basketball in high school. If anybody's going to win the Fanatics games, it's going to be the well-rounded Boomer Esiason.
Not at my age.
Boomer, how are you feeling? Do you think you had a chance at your age?
No, not at all. Okay. No, not at my age. I'm realistic.
He's got good awareness.
Yes, I do. Well, very good awareness.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And one of the things that I am aware about is this thing that you got called 27 Rings. Where you guys are rehashing all these great Yankees and you're bringing all these great Yankees together?
Yeah, we have. Yes. So one of the things that we like to do at Fanatics Fest is have so many different tracks of incredible content. So we have like a main stage where like 3,500 people come to watch content. There's, you know, each hour of this incredible programming. Then there's a center stage, and then there's four different podcast stages there. So we're going to have, I think, 70 podcasts that are going to be live from there over the 3 days.
And speaking of that, sorry to cut you off, but I want to promote our podcasts that are going to be there. WFAN partnering up with Fanatics again. Evan will be doing a live episode of Rico Bronya from one of the main stages Saturday at noon. And BT will be doing a live episode of Unlikable from one of the main stages Sunday at noon as well. So we have podcasts as well. So sorry.
I love that. Yeah, no. So, and we love it. Look, one of the things that I saw that people like best about being at Fanatics Fest last year is like seeing... It's you're seeing all these athletes, celebrities, artists, people that you admire, you look up to, and they're like in the middle of the festival. Mm-hmm. And so I think we try to get people moving around a lot so that you see these things. So we were just talking about what we're doing with the Yankees, and you know I know we've got Jeter and A-Rod, and you know kind of talking about all the history of the Yankees. And by the way, we had so many different great panels last year that people love, but we have so many baseball greats as well there, so much New York talent that's going to be there. And we try to bring people, look, we want the best stars in the world, and we want what makes, you know, look, this is based in New York. About 80% of the people that come mm-hmm. are New York based, so we're going to have, you know, more than 100,000 people this year. So we want to make sure we keep people entertained, open to close each day. And you know, we see one of the most amazing things, a lot of people buy 3-day passes. That's probably the most popular pass. It's not people coming for a day. It's people coming for 3 days.
There's a lot to see.
They
yeah,
there's so much to see. Again, I've lived in the sports business today, so it's hard for me to, you know, like take myself back to when I was a kid. But if you said to me at a, you know, 15-year-old kid to go in and see, like your mind's blown. I mean, mean, just even to be able to go do each of the different league activations, do the walkout for WWE, to do the punching competition for UFC, to do, you know, to get footballs thrown to you by an NFL player. I mean, there's just so many cool things to
do. That's what I was going
to
ask you. So you've been around.
And by Boomer as well.
He might, of course. You know, Boomer,
maybe
Boomer will be there.
To kids, but he maybe doesn't care about
He'll
kids.
He'll actually be
know.
At the front door. He'll be the yeah. greeter, like when you go to Walmart.
Would he be a good greeter?
Yeah, I think it would be. Actually, that's something I could do.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, because you've been around all these guys and they've become your friends. Who out of all of these top level athletes, when you first met them, you were actually like, oh my goodness, I'm meeting this person that had that aura? Because very few people can come through. Like, there's the special of the special that I have that. I'll give you an example. When I lived in Pittsburgh, Mario Lemieux, and I'm not the biggest Penguins fan. I'm not even a Penguins fan. When Mario Lemieux came walking into a room and I got to shake his hand, I was like, oh my goodness, who was that guy for Michael Rubin?
You know, it's hard for me because I work in the sports business every day, and you're just, if I'm just being blunt, you become numb to it all. Like, people ask me, like, who are your sports teams now?
Yeah.
Like, this business, and I know, Boomer, you know exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's a business. And so, to me, you know, whatever team you played for was who you wanted to win for. And, you know, the second you didn't play for that team, you're like, who cares?
Moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. I'd say, I'd have to take myself back to my early days. It was like, I used to own, you know, I started with ski shops when I was in my teens. I think it was when Julius Irving walked into my ski shop when I was 15.
So that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, there's Dr. J, I'm 15 years old. I mean, look, in modern day, who would you say, look, everyone knows I'm super close with Brady, but like just, you know, having, you know, grown up so close with Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft, and they've done so much to help me grow my business. And watching, like, you know, Tom Brady win so many, you know, Super Bowls, and then watch what he did. I mean, he's got to be one that stands out. Just, I tell you, you know, some of the guys are just in size are so big. You know, Victor Wembanyama, the first time you're going to meet him, it's just like, man, this guy is tall. Like, that dude is a big dude. Like, if Kevin Hart on my shoulders still small, Kevin on my shoulders was still smaller than Victor. Not joking.
Michael Rubin in studio with us. Fanatics Fest coming up June 20th through the 22nd. Javits Center is going to be even bigger and better than last year. WFAN will be there broadcasting live as well. There's one name on here, though, I think you missed out on. That's Jordan Hudson. Jordan Hudson would have been a great person to have sitting up there. She would have been a draw. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? We listen, anyone that's a good draw, we want. So we bring everyone
he's
together.
He's having a hard time with this one.
Good. No, of course. We'll move on from Jordan Hudson. But she would have been, I mean, it would have been a long line there with lots of questions, I'm sure. Lots of questions.
By the way, and we got a lot of people that bring lots of questions, too. I mean, there's always, it's funny. You realize when you bring together, I think we're going to have like 300 to 400 of the biggest athletes, celebrities, artists in the world. There's always drama.
Mm.
There's always BS. There's always, this person doesn't like that person. Mm. There's, you know, I got a phone call yesterday. Someone said, you got to get this person off the list. I'm like, oh, God.
Is it Phil Simms? Because we don't like him.
Yeah, I can't.
No, we're kidding.
By the way, did you go to any of the Knicks playoff games?
I did go to the Knicks playoff games, and it was, I found myself sitting on the Celtics bench on the floor and just not rooting, because I felt like I'm friends with a couple of guys on the Celtics and I'm friends with a couple of guys on the Knicks, and so I just wanted a good game. How's that?
You're that guy.
But here's the truth. The reality is, you start to root for what's the best outcome for business. Who are the people you're friends with? You know, I was actually unfortunate. I was at the terrible game when Jason Tatum, you know,
well, you know, Achilles, yeah,
which was brutal. And I love Jason. I think he's such a great quality guy, and he was having such an incredible game. And all the people that talk, you know, like he was stepping up in the biggest moments. Sure. And he was doing exactly that. So I was really bummed to see that. So I was there for that.
How about the Garden, though? The Garden was electric.
Knicks fans are incredible. They are absolutely, like, New York fans. Like, I used to always say that I thought, and look, Philly, look, I'm from Philly. Philly fans are really passionate fans. I used to always say the Chicago fans were actually, they had the best fandom of any market. Like, you look at, like, Cubs fans, Bears fans. I got to tell you something. New York fans are incredible.
Well,
and by the way, I'll tell you, I knew it best when I was still involved in the ownership of the Sixers. We actually bought a bunch of tickets for Because the Knicks fans was doing such a good job invading.
Sixers-Knicks. Yeah, yeah. It was a playoff series. Yeah.
The Knicks fans were doing such a good job invading the Sixers arena that we bought thousands of tickets to give to, different people who thought we'd enjoy the most from Philly to try to block the Knicks fans. And I know New York found the worst picture of me ever taken in my life. It was like there was never where I was like, fat, chubby, bald. What, everything was wrong with this picture. They put me on the front page of the Post and just decimated me. I'm like, this is why I love New York. It's like New York's the best.
I have to say, I was telling Gio this when I came in on Monday morning. I felt like when we lost finally to the Pacers that we officially became the most hated fan base in America. Like, I think the Eagle fan base had that for years. For some reason, everybody was so happy when the Knicks lost.
You know, it's funny. I see it through a different lens. I look at, like, strength and fandom. And so I posted, I was in this past weekend, I was in Germany, in Munich for the Champions League final. And I posted that, like, soccer, by the way, it's different over there. Like, I'll just tell you, like, the way they're, you know, singing their songs, going through the streets, taking over. I was like, U.S. fans got to step it up. And, like, 10 of my friends were, like, coming at me hard. They're like, have you not seen Knicks fans? Like, and I'm like, they may be right. Like, the Knicks fans are great. So the fandom in New York is amazing. You know, the fans are incredible. Like, I want fans, like, as a player, you tell me, you want fans that are going to stand up for you. They're going to make the loudest noise. They're going to go the hardest for you. Knicks fans are incredible. So it's why we try to do so much New York-based content at Fanatics Fest.
All right, so if you want general admission tickets or you want to get involved in the Fanatics games, you go to fanaticsfest.com. Is that correct, Michael?
Absolutely. Buy your tickets at fanaticsfest.com. Want to be in the games, send us a great video showing us why you're going to win, why you've got more heart than Boomer, why you're going to show up at Fanatics Fest and not big time us.
You know, I was just going to say to you, by the way, you guys,
I expect to see you there with all this hazing. Listen, but I think there should be what is it called when you get everyone together, one of these
interventions.
I was thinking more we're going to have like a protest, get everyone to say that they're not going to listen to you until you agree to show up for Fanatics.
And I was going
to
say something,
you should show
nice.
Up and do it live before it opens and like show everyone around, show everyone what's going on. Like,
I should be the host.
Yeah.
Like the New York host of Fanatics Fest.
Let's go.
Well, we'll think about it. We'll discuss it. By the way, good job on the hockey jerseys.
Thank you.
I know it was a little tenuous with the baseball jerseys the year before. We got that straightened out now.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault. I know that.
Yeah. You know what, though? I got to tell you something. First of all, when you're an entrepreneur building a business, you know, things go wrong all the time. And the best thing you got to do is take ownership to them. And even though in the case of, and this is well understood at this point, in the case of the baseball jersey, we were doing as, you know, we were told to do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Nike's a really innovative company. Mm-hmm. And they want to innovate the jersey. And just like it didn't work the way that everyone had hoped that it worked. We turned that into a real positive. Like we were like, look, we had not defined our brand purpose as a company. And right when that happened, I said, you know what? Between the pressure we'd taken on the hockey jersey and the noise from the baseball jersey, we said, what's our brand purpose? Our brand purpose is to relentlessly enhance the fan experience in everything that we do. And so I think if you would have asked the question, was the baseball jersey relentlessly enhancing the fan experience, you might have said no, and then you wouldn't have done it. And so we actually rallied 22,000 employees around that. And so I'd say some of my darkest moments in my business career have turned into my best moments. And I think that was one. Like, that was the loudest noise I ever took in my life. People like, and the hockey jersey, people were worried. They're like, hey, Fanatics hasn't made an on-ice jersey before. And so what do? We took all the pressure from baseball. We took everything we learned. And we said, we're going to work with every player one by one. We're going to get all of their input. We're going to make sure that we nail this thing. And the hockey jersey went beautifully. Fans loved it. The players loved it. The teams loved it. The league loved it. The union loved it. Like, everyone that mattered loved it. But it's because we worked in partnership.
Yeah, you had everybody involved.
And we listened really well. Mm-hmm. And the lesson in that is to always stay humble and paranoid, because sometimes you can get big and you think you know and you don't know, okay? And so working so collaboratively with the players, you know, that's why the jersey did so well. And that's why we were able to go back to the old baseball jersey that we had designed and developed. And, you know, we convinced everyone around us this is the right thing to do. And so, but look, if you don't make mistakes in business, you're not trying hard enough, but you just got to take ownership to them. Like, we've screwed up so many things. Like, I'm just being honest with you. Like, we've screwed up so many things. The thing is, how do you rally back from that? You know, ask Tom Brady, you know, ask you, how many bad games did you have? You're like, I sucked. I played terrible. Then you go back and you have a great game. You learn from it. You grow from it. So we're thrilled. We're honored to be making the on-ice hockey jerseys. The reaction's been great after people were nervous about it. And by the way, I just saw some new innovations we have coming that are just incredible there. So, you know, to me, all these things, you use them to be better, you use them to grow from, you use them to learn from, and you stay humble and you stay paranoid. And if you don't, someone's going to take you out.
Michael, great having you in. Founder and CEO of Fanatics. Check out FanaticsFest.com for tickets and everything else. It's going to be even bigger and better than last year at the Javits Center, June 20th through the 22nd. Thank you.
Appreciate you having me. I'm excited for you to celebrate your 10-year anniversary at Fanatics Fest. I'm excited for Boomer to be a greeter. And you guys are killing it. It's a big team sport.
Yes, perfect. It is, Michael. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.